It's Not the End of the World, written by Clint Gage and Evan Gausted, narrated by Evan Gausted with Lux Karpov-Kinraid. Melanie looked back at Annabelle and noticed that she had a few different lines on hold. This struck Melanie as somewhat odd, as no one had called at all over the previous 2 days, and now it looked like Annabelle was slammed. As Melanie headed towards her, hoping to help, Annabelle picked up the handset again.
St. Jude's, please hold.
Annabelle said, then pressed a button and put the receiver back in one swift motion, all without looking away from the abyss she was staring into. Melanie was pretty sure she had not heard the phone ring. Maybe it was on silent.
Does our phone system even do that? Hi, Annabelle. Are you all alone? I'm Marcy.
Annabelle answered. She usually knew Melanie's name, but seemed a little off today.
I came here for a little peace and quiet. Wanted to get away from our new neighbors, but the phone's been really busy. Oh no, did something happen to your old neighbors? No, I guess neighbors isn't the word. They're housemates, new people in our home.
Annabelle explained, still not blinking or looking at Melanie.
My high school boyfriend found me about a month ago. He and I ended up leaving for Florida, but then coming back to meet his wife and kids in Nashville. And now we all live together at my house.
Melanie wasn't sure how to respond, so she just nodded. Annabelle must have seen the nod in her periphery because she continued.
Stanley's fine with it, and has started wearing my dresses. He says our kids are fine and that they've been sending letters, but I know they're lost at sea. That boat wasn't made for the ocean.